Hey, Rumi. I'm finally home. What do you want to do for dinner? I won't lie to you. I was thinking about something with meat all the way home. Now I have a craving for steak or something. Awfully quiet. Are you home? You sound a little muffled. Where did you say you were? Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Please don't tell me, please don't tell me. Oh my god, I forgot to warn you about the web. Shit. Well, I guess I don't have to tell you about the web I set up in my room, do I? I thought the people would have warned you about a drider's habits of building webs, or that you really, really shouldn't enter mine unless we're an official couple. It's kind of a sacred space for driders. It's where we sleep, eat, rest, and do all of our daily activities. Basically, if I'm not out and about, I'm in my web. I only had the chance to put it up last night, which is why when you had already left for work this morning, I didn't get the chance to properly warn you. It must have slipped my mind through the day because I definitely wasn't expecting to come home and find you like this. I'm sorry. Are you holding up okay? I mean, besides being stuck in the web, are you feeling okay? Okay, good. First things first, if you're worried that my silk isn't going to be able to hold you for much longer, you've got absolutely nothing to worry about. The webs are created to hold more than one person. The pattern I wove isn't going to break, and my silk is stronger than steel. You're completely wrapped in it, suspended carefully in the air. You're totally safe like this. Sure, you might feel a bit of numbness in your limbs from the coating on the silk, but that should probably go away within an hour or two. No, getting close. Closer. It seems like you got yourself tangled up trying to get out of it. How did you even manage to do all this? I'm just curious, that's all. I'm not mad at you. I'm a little embarrassed with myself, but I'm definitely not upset with you. This is my fault that you're stuck in the web like this. I should have warned you beforehand. I'm normally so much better with these things. I guess it must have slipped my mind or something. With how sticky the silk is, flailing around probably only made it worse. Have you ever been stuck like this before? I was just wondering. You never know. I've never had someone who wasn't prey in my web before. This is new to me, too. Normally, this type of behavior is only reserved for mated couples. I wasn't expecting to come home to find my new roommate basically proposing to me by accident. The good news is I can get you down. The bad news is I'm a little too weak to do it right now. You see, I've spent the past couple days moving in and getting settled, which thank you for all the help, by the way. You're amazing. I was hoping that you wouldn't be grossed out by me. So I decided I was going to try to keep this nasty little habit of mine a secret for a few months, at least while I stayed with you, but it's starting to look like I don't really have another option. Do you happen to know how many kinds of driders there are? There are quite a few different kinds. Some live on plants, some live on prey, others live on a combination of both. Well, I'm a vampire drider. I live on blood. I only need it once or twice a week and I'm good. I used most of my stored energy moving my things into your apartment, and I've been trying to push through the rest of the week because I get my shipment this weekend. I was hoping I could keep this a secret, that way you wouldn't be grossed out by me, because most people don't like this little quirk of mine. I wasn't able to bring my food from home for fear of it going bad. In my current state, I am far too weak to untangle you from the mess you made. So, you have three options. Option one is you stay tied in the webbing until my order comes. Once I have my meal, I'll be able to help you down and make sure you're completely okay and that that numbing sensation is only temporary. Your second option is letting me find a stranger to drink from. The only reason this poses a risk is because I'm not sure how kindly someone would take to me just biting their neck. Which leads me to option three, and the one I think makes the most sense. You let me feed from you. Just a little bit. Nothing much. Just a small taste. Small enough that I can get my strength back and free you from my silk. Which one sounds the best to you? Well, if you want to get down as fast as possible, the third option is going to be your best bet. If you're willing to wait a bit and don't want to be made into a meal, then the second choice is your best. And if you don't mind waiting and are having fun dangling in the air like that, then I guess we'll wait. I'll take care of your needs, like brushing your teeth and feeding you food, and you'll be stuck in this revealing position for the next couple of days. If you want my honest opinion, I would go with option number three. I'm not just saying that because I'll also get to taste your blood. I won't pretend that that isn't a benefit, though, but I genuinely think that option three is the best for you. It gets you out of the web faster, so that way you can wash all the numbing agents off and get back to the rest of your day. I'm sure you're not enjoying being halted like this. Plus, your muscles are starting to get stiff from being restrained. Ultimately, it's not up to me. It's your choice. Which one do you think would be best for you? You want to go with option three? Then stay still for me. It'll only hurt for a second, and then it'll melt into pleasure. Oh. You taste so sweet. Blood warm and red as it slides down my throat. You're delicious. Feeding me so well. Look at you, giving me everything that you have. The more blood I take, the less you feel it, surrendering to the sensation. Oh, keep going. I want everything. everything you have. That was good. I can already feel myself starting to perk up again. I don't think I realized just how hungry I was until I sunk my fangs into your neck. It's been so long since I last had fresh blood, little one. I didn't take too much, did I? Look at you, flustering underneath my touch as I caress your cheek. I didn't think you would feel so soft. It's nice. It would be a shame to let all this go to waste, wouldn't it? I'm just saying. How often are you going to find yourself tied up in a web like this? You look so good with the silk crisscrossing your body like that. Would you mind if I started to undress you? I don't think I have the patience to be slow with you, little one. I've got fresh blood pumping through my veins. I haven't felt like this in a few days. It would be a waste to take you down without having some fun first. It's not like you hate dangling in the air, do you? I didn't think you did. I can feel myself getting thicker just looking at you. Instead, you're keeping your eyes on me as I start to undress, making myself just as naked as you. Since you're in the position for it, do you want me to fuck you, little one? Unable to tear your eyes away from the ovipositor thick between four of my legs, your tongue darts out to lick your lips. You can't help but want me inside you, huh? That's what you need, isn't it, little one? Lucky for you, that's what I want too. Fuck. Yeah, that's tight. That feels good. My, you're a natural at this, aren't you? Not your first time with a monster, is it? That's a good thing for me. I don't have to be gentle with you then. My hands wrap around the webbing to get better leverage for you. If you could move any of your limbs, you would be wrapping those legs of yours around me. Unfortunately for you, the numbing agents combined with the sticky silk, and you're stuck like this. Can't feel your arms or legs. Can't really feel anything except the pleasure starting to build in your guts. Every thrust makes you feel just a bit better as you start to moan for me. Oh, that's it, little one. Taking me just how I thought you would. I suspected you might be easy, little one, but not this easy. Are you always this much of a slut for your roommates, or am I just special? A setup like this seems perfect for someone as easy as you. Every few months, you get a new roommate who fucks your brains out. It's practically perfect for a whore who can't keep their own legs shut. Yeah, you look so good impaled on my ovipositor. Whole opening so brilliantly around me. It's like you're trying to suck me in with every thrust. Don't want to give up the feeling for even a second. Despite how good it feels, whenever I brush past that little bundle of nerves, you still want more. Trying desperately to rock your hips, to move, to get friction, to get anything. But you can't. Completely helpless and vulnerable, stuck in the webbing, all because you got yourself trapped. Oh, if you weren't such a ditzy slut, then you might not be in this situation, little one. Though I don't think you're complaining. My ovipositor fills you up how you've always craved. You're having too much fun being fucked, aren't you? Yeah, that's right. You taste it so good going down my throat. You feel even better with me inside you. You're so soft, so warm. Take it so well. Yeah, you're doing so good for me, slut. I can't tear my eyes from you. You're too hypnotic, little one. The only muscles you can move are the ones inside you, clenching around me because the silk keeps you so tightly in place. So helpless, so vulnerable, so exposed, and all for me, little one. Can moan as loud as you need. I don't think anyone cares if a slut is loud. It's not like your neighbors don't know what you are. I'm sure anyone within 5 miles of your apartment knows who you are and exactly what you're looking for. I'm sure as soon as they see you coming, everyone knows what you're here for. You're not exactly the subtle type, little one. The way you dress, such a flirty personality. You make everyone want you and then act surprised when they do. Don't have to seek it out anymore. Not when the monsters come directly to your place. You get your fix just like this, don't you? Oh, yeah. Hope your fix includes some eggs, because I don't come like other monsters, whore. I've got eggs inside me. Dozens and dozens of tiny little eggs that are going to be pumped inside you and fill you up. Reading this tight hole for me. I'm not sure if they will catch, though. I've never fucked a human before, so it's going to be a guess for the both of us if you end up carrying my eggs or not. A part of me hopes you do. You would look so cute, swollen with all my eggs, growing them nice and big in your belly. I guess it doesn't matter to a slut like yourself. You're feeling too good right now. You don't care what happens. You don't care if you get knocked up. All you want is to be bursting with my eggs. A whore like you needs to be filled 24/7. If you aren't stuffed, you just aren't happy. That's why you came into my room in the first place, wasn't it? You were curious and wanted to see if I would fuck you, right? Oh, don't play coy with me, little one. I've seen the way you've looked at me since I've moved in. You've wanted to fuck me since the moment you met me. You just didn't think it would happen like this. I I wasn't going to let on that I thought you were cute, that I wanted you back. I had to wait for the right moment. I just didn't expect you to make such a wonderful scenario to find yourself trapped in. Needing me to come to the rescue and save you. Silk continues to crisscross over your sensitive skin as I pound into you, my hips never stopping. I'm sure if you could, you would be helping me, little one. But since you got yourself trapped in the web like this, all you can do is take it. It's not like you can move with the silk keeping you so firmly in place. Just look at you, little one. So fucking sexy. I can't get over how you're making me feel. I can feel myself getting closer. The egg starting to move down the ovipositor shaft. Suspended in the air, taking what you're given. And this is where you belong, whore. This is where you were always supposed to be. You've never felt better, have you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it right there. Fuck. Oh, so close to coming yourself. You feel my ovipositor getting thicker inside you, getting heavier with eggs. Oh, it's okay, little one. It won't be much longer now. You'll get my eggs just like you need. Going to feel so good once you're bred up. You might not even want to come down from the web. Oh, yeah. Might ask to stay up here all night. Just keep going to see how many orgasms you can take. You would probably like that, wouldn't you? Oh, that's a whore's favorite game. How many orgasms can you handle before you tap out? Something tells me you would only be able to handle the one. Oh, yeah. You're so sensitive to every move. You can't help but cry out in pleasure. Getting closer to the edge. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it, little one. You feel so good. What a good slut you're being. Focus on that. Get closer to the edge. I want you right with me, little one. Come on. I want to come at the same time. Going to feel so good nursing my ovipositor, milking me for all I got. Oh, yes, you are. Not going to let a single egg of mine go to waste. You know better than that. You're a good whore. You know exactly what you need. What you're desperate for is to come, to be filled up. You want to let go with me, don't you? You want to feel my eggs inside you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck. Oh, then come with me, little one. You've made me feel so good. You're such a wonderful slut. You've earned this. Yes, you have. Let go and come with me. Be a good whore and come with me. That wasn't too much for you, was it? Well, your hole does look a little puffy, but it's nothing that you can't handle. Something tells me that you might be used to this feeling with your plethora of previous roommates. If I wasn't able to keep my hands off of you, I doubt others would be too. But I don't mind sharing. There's enough of you to go around, little one. Maybe even more than enough with the eggs inside you.